Welcome back, comedy fans. It's an all-new Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Get more information and subscribe at carlsoncast.com. Today's episode, we're thrilled to be joined by Laura Bites. Very excited about that. Today's episode is, of course, brought to you by Three Heads Brewing, the makers of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things, drink responsibly, and always be kind. Now is your host. He's just a heck of a nice guy, and I don't know why anybody would ever say anything mean about him, ever. Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Good morning, Carlson casters. Welcome to another edition of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm your host, Vinny Paulino. Brian and Ross will be in later to do the news with everybody, but for right now, it's just me, and I'm sitting here waiting for our guests to come on the line today. Now, we're very excited to have her here. She destroyed last night in the main room, in the meeting room. She has four more shows here at the Comedy at Comedy at the Carlson. I know the name of our club. Give me a break. It's early. She has four more shows here this weekend, 7 and 9 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night. It's Laura Bites, guys. I'm so excited. You excited back there, Glenn?
I'm excited.
Everybody, high energy. Boy, we do this show early in the morning. Now, folks, if you want to ask Laura a question, you could text in right now, 585-484-0265, and we will be glad to ask her for you. She's going to be zooming in from her hotel room. On account of this is a small studio and we're trying to, like, socially distance, I'm sure we're going to get back to having our guests in studio any day now. But I honestly, I have a feeling Glenn's back there. I got a feeling, Glenn, that maybe the situation today wasn't so much about COVID as it was cooties.
Cooties?
Yeah, I just look like I'm infested with them. Nobody wants to be in the studio with me. So Laura's had a very interesting career. We're excited to have her on. She's just fresh off an appearance on Joe Rogan. I got to talk to her about the Rogan bump. I got to find out, like, if that's legit. I also want to talk to her about growing up in Wisconsin and having that, like, Midwest sensibility is heading out to L.A. So tune in. Check it out. We're going to be back in just a minute as soon as we have her on the line. But until then, we're going to talk a little bit about the shows that we have coming up. Take it away, Brian Ball.
We got lots of very cool shows coming up for you here at Comedy at the Carlson. Check us out at carlsoncomedy.com for the schedule. This weekend, Laura Bites. Still some tickets left available for that. And Samuel J. Comroe, May 13th through the 15th. Dan Guerin and our very own Todd Young in One Night Only, May 19th. And Jake Catapretta, May 21st and 22nd. Local boy Mike Dambra comes back June 3rd through the 5th. And Jackie Fabulous, June 10th through the 12th. And we have Shane Gillis, August 5th through the 7th. And Jeff Allen, August 9th, One Night Only. And the Uncle Louie Variety Show, September 9th through the 11th. Vic Divitetto, September 30th through October 2nd. And Pete Corelli, October 28th through the 30th. And Michael Rappaport, December 9th through the 11th. Check us out at carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4COMEDY for tickets, and we will see you at the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me is our headliner this weekend. It's Laura Bites. How are you, Laura? Good morning.
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I couldn't be more pleased. Could not be more pleased. I watched your show last night, and it was great in person. I really enjoyed it. The first time I actually saw you was on Lights Out, and I was so happy when Mark booked you at the club.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a fun night last night.
Yeah, you've had a really, really interesting year. And I gotta ask you, like, how much did you get up during the pandemic? Did you get any stage time at all?
Yeah, so I didn't do it for like 7 months. And then I did an outdoor show and I was very hesitant, but it was, you know, outdoors, masked, socially distant. And I remembered how much I need it. And so I did a show the next night and I just couldn't stop and I'm addicted again. Well, and I think also once I like did it and didn't, and nothing bad happened, you know, for a while, I felt like if my house I was going to die. And then I kept not getting sick. And I never did get sick, you know?
Right.
So I
convinced myself at least four times during it that I was dying. So I'm totally with you on that.
Every time you coughed, it was like, well, this is it.
Or I heard someone cough outside. Like, my wife was at the point she wanted to tie like a rope to my ankle before I left the house so she could drag me back in case I died on my way to the mailbox, you know? Like, yeah. She took it very, very seriously. But you did too. Like, you had a weird year. I mean, you were really starting to ride high in 2019. You're doing Lights Out with David Spade. Your career's starting to take off. And then there's this giant 7-month pause. And how it must have felt really good to be out there standing outside, finally being able to tell comedy again after all that. Like, you had to be so excited to be performing. And then it had to be, when it was snatched away, it had to feel pretty crappy.
Yeah, it was horrible. And I mean, it's been horrible for everyone for different reasons. But I had my suitcase packed. I was at the Improv doing Rogan and Friends. And while I was there for that show, I'd taken an Uber because I was going to go to the airport after and fly to Columbus. And that was going to kick off the most money I've ever made in my life. It was going to kick off a schedule that was like a different city every week. And at that show, we found, you know, I was with Joe Rogan when he found out that like his kids' schools were canceled through the end of the year.
You're like, Joe, I don't care. I just lost every paying gig. I don't care about your kid, Joe.
Yeah. So it was.
Wow. Horrible. So it's got to be a good feeling to be out and about and like doing clubs again. And it was awesome to watch you last night. You were very, very funny. Like, I feel like you obviously haven't missed a beat. You just killed that audience. It was great to watch. And there are tickets available for tonight and tomorrow night. You get them now at carlsoncomedy.com. But I want to talk to you a little bit about coming up from Wisconsin. I have a sister who grew up in Wisconsin, in Cleveland. And what I've learned about the Midwest perspective on life is that it's very much cut to the quick. You don't take a lot of bullshit. You get to the meat of things. And it's very much shows that lens is coming out in your comedy. How do you think that upbringing has affected your joke writing?
Well, that's so funny because I didn't know that.
I feel like and I'm sorry if I'm trying to like stereotype a group, but I feel like the South or the Midwest doesn't feel like there's a lot of humor there all the time. It's just like, it is what it is. I don't know.
I've had people who in LA have like laughed and been like, I can't believe you just said that. Like, that was just so blunt. And I don't know another way to be, you know? But yeah, I've heard that. I mean, I've heard that I come across as very Midwestern, but to me, it's just being a person.
I'm with you. I love it. I wish everybody was like that. I'm tired of everybody kissing each other's asses all the time. Just say what you mean. It's great. And people don't, I feel like you kind of pull like, it's almost like a right hook from you. And I don't know how you are able to convince everybody, because everybody sees you and they think, oh, she looks so nice. And then you're like, bah! And the audience doesn't know how to take it. And you just catch them right off guard. It's quite wonderful to watch in person.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I get away with a lot. Because the way that I look and sound. And yeah, it's fun. I mean, it was like a fun realization when I realized I could like call people a bitch in the crowd. And I was like, never in trouble for it.
What was that like for you? I mean, you probably didn't do that a lot growing up, or did you?
I defended myself a lot growing up, and I developed a pretty sharp tongue because I was just kind of third kid. And so if a kid made fun of me, I would come back at them 1,000 times harder to pretty much just scare them away.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just how I've always been.
Interesting. So like, if you're coming this weekend, just enjoy the show. Don't get mouthy.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was so nice.
You're very nice. I'm just saying that you can be, like, if you come at Laura, you're in trouble, is what I'm telling people.
Yeah, don't come at me. I'll fuck you up.
Exactly right. That's all I'm saying. Zoom interviews are so hard for me. I'm sorry. I really am. So I got to ask you this question. Let's talk about this, your relationship with Rogan here. How real is the Rogan bump when you do his show? Like, how different is it from the day before you did his show to the day after you do his show?
Well, this time that I did it, I got 10,000 new followers on Instagram. And you just get a lot of messages. I mean, the volume of messages is just unmanageable. And I do the best I can to like acknowledge as many of them as I can. But at a point, I mean, and people say all different kinds of things. People ask me for his phone number. People like, someone once messaged me and told me that they think that Joe Rogan is watching them through their TV so that he can laugh at their suffering. And so, you know, I get a lot of men asking me out.
How do you respond to that?
I don't. A lot of them. And I actually have a good friend, Jessica Michelle Singleton, who's a comic, and she offered to go into my social media accounts as me and delete everything that was negative or nasty. And so I just gave her all my passwords and she just took out the trash so that by the time I got, it was just people saying how funny I am.
So you said you get a lot of guys who ask you out.
Yeah.
Through that app. Any keepers? You ever meet any of these guys? Anybody any good? Or is it just a terrible way to come at somebody?
No, I just automatically delete the message. I don't even acknowledge them. They don't even know that I read it. Cause it goes to like my request folder. I've tried to like look at some of the profiles before to be like, oh, if this guy is like cute and he lives in LA, I would maybe go out with him, but they all have their profiles on private. And it's a weird thing to like ask someone out and they can't even see anything about you. So I just delete them.
Huh.
It's also a weird thing. Like, I don't know if I would want to date someone who would come at me like that, but I don't know.
With the profile set to private, that just makes me wonder what kind of creepo is bothering you. So yeah. I don't know. It's got to be really interesting because that audience is so big and there's so many people that are listening to it from so many different walks of life. It's almost like I kind of think of it as like the new Carson in a lot of ways, because it's not so much that you're on network TV and everyone in the world is going to see your face, but it's one of the biggest audiences on the planet at this point. So I think that's amazing. And I thought your appearances were really, really well. The last time you talked about how you spent COVID like working out and trying really hard to lose weight. I did the opposite. Like, this shirt used to be big on me. Like, I'm so jealous of your like determination and willpower.
Well, I definitely got fatter before I got thinner. I got fatter first. I ate so much food at the beginning of COVID. It just was how I was comforting myself. I mean, it was a really stressful time. And so I just was eating all day. And then, yeah, so that was when something had to shift. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, you've had a really interesting story, and I feel like you have a lot of determination and willpower just in general. I mean, you've been sober for how many years now? You're just dropping 40 pounds during the most stressful time that any of us could ever remember. And now you're back touring clubs all over the country. It's like unreal.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really have anything better to do, honestly.
So, okay.
Yeah, so I worked out a lot. I mean, I was in my house, you know?
But your couch is in your house. Your TV's in your house. Your refrigerator is in your house. How did you do this?
You have 23 hours a day to sit on your couch, you know?
That's a good point.
It just takes one to work out.
Makes a lot of sense. Maybe that is that cutting to the quick. Hey, out of curiosity, Is David Spade going to bring that show anywhere else? Because it was really fantastic, and it was a shame that Comedy Central canceled it.
I don't know. I mean, he's doing After Party on Netflix right now, so that's okay. His right now. But yeah, I don't know what is going to happen with Lights Out, if anything.
Okay. Just curious. I was really bummed out that that show got canceled. It was one of the best things on TV. Like, I saw so many great young comics like yourself, people that I hadn't had the opportunity to see before that were really being featured. So I love to see outlets like that. Folks, if you haven't yet, jump on the YouTube, send the link around, get some people together, come out and see Lara this weekend. You're totally going to enjoy it. It is one of the most fun shows I have been to since quarantine opened, and I've been to like all of them that we've done here. So I think you'll have a good time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time this morning, Lara. Thanks for coming on, and you could follow her on social media. We'll link everything up on this episode, and we're going to be right back with the news and with Ross. Get your tickets now, carlsoncast@gmail.com or carlsoncomedy.com. Thanks again, Lara. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
No problem. I was having so many connection problems there, Lara. Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at @CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit carlsoncast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review. All right, everybody. Joining me this morning on Zoom, it's Brian Ball and Ross Johnson for my favorite segment, guys. My favorite segment. It's the one before I get to go home. It's the news, Ross.
I thought your favorite segment was the one where Brian and Ross aren't anywhere near you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one. The
this last is my two. Favorite. My favorite way to interact with Vinny is from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. So got a bunch of news things. Most of them are fairly quick, but we'll try to bust through some of this. So What's happening is Conan O'Brien is leaving television, everybody, after a 30-year run, 30 years overall, 11 years just on the TBS show alone, which I thought I would have told you was like 3 years ago he went over and did that.
It was that long ago that Jay Leno spited him, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think screwed is the word you were looking for.
The old Burbank screw job, they called it.
Yeah, can I just get my show back?
Absolutely unreal. So Conan's been on that TBS show for 11 years and he's calling it quits, huh?
I don't know to what extent he's calling it quits. I mean, so he's moving over next month to HBO Max, to the streaming service, but they're owned by the same company. So I don't know if, you know, I don't know to what extent this is a lateral move.
Oh, I didn't know they were owned by the same place.
Warner owns pretty much everything now, except for Marvel. So it's either
Turner Warner doesn't own TBS.
I think Turner's part of Warner now.
Wow. Okay. What do I know?
Yep. There's literally two companies so in the world.
Disney and Warner
Brothers. We're owned by Hotmail now. I didn't know if you knew that.
That's I think you have that wrong, Brian. We are owned by Hot Wheels.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Well, that's
better,
cool.
Actually.
Delightful.
I like that, yeah.
This show is brought to you by Matchbox Cars. So he's moving to HBO Max. That's a pretty interesting move. I mean, it just further kind of tells us that's how everything's shifting.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, you know, you think of like the sort of late night talk show format. I think with the streaming ones, there have been sort of mixed results on that. So I don't know how well it works. I mean, if you're, you know, the sort of design there is like you watch it because it's on at a certain time and you go to bed. I don't know how. I guess we'll see. You know, it is the wave of the future. But yeah,
but HBO Max does a good job with it, though. You know, they have Last Week Tonight and Bill Maher and all that. So I think people are programmed to tune in late at night to HBO Max for those kind of
programs. Do we know if he's doing a nightly show or a weekly show for HBO Max? Because if you told me you're getting HBO Max money and you're going from doing five shows a week to one a week, sign me up too.
It is a weekly show. He's doing a weekly show. Oh, so
Killer.
Yeah, good for him.
It will be good for him. His show will get better. He'll have he'll have more time to put into like putting out good stuff. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Now, right, now Jay's saying,
what do I call it? The HBO. Who do I talk to over there?
I'm on Peacock. Jay Leno's going to Peacock if he's going anywhere, kids.
he's got a new Tubi show.
You can see the Jay Leno Garage Hour on Pluto TV.
which I would believe you if you told me that was a thing. So Tig Notaro's got a couple things going on. The latest is, so she announced, well, you know what, let me start with the other thing that you guys might have heard of. So she's the new Zack Snyder movie, which is not Zack Snyder's Justice League. It's Army of the Dead, yep. Which is not related to Dawn of the Dead. it's his new zombie movie. So Chris Delia, I think that's how you say that, the semi-disgraced comedian guy.
I
think we can go fully disgraced.
Disgraced.
disgraced comedian.
I'm sitting here with Carlson Cast Legal, so I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So he was one of the stars of Army of the Dead, and he's been replaced entirely digitally, a la Christopher Plummer, by Tig Notaro is now going to be playing Chris Delia's role in Army of the Dead. Apparently completely green screen, never met any of the rest of the cast. But from what people have said that have seen the movie, it's fairly seamless. So that's fun.
Tig's like that. Got chops.
She does, man. Like you know, at one point it seemed like she was going to be kind of a niche, you know, almost underground sort of comedian, but she's taken off. So her other thing is she announced a new, I guess this is the HBO themed news segment. So she's got a new special coming to HBO, her second for the network. 2015 was The Boyish Girl Interrupted, which I think was sort of her big breakout. So, but the thing about her new one is it's going to be entirely animated. So whatever that does. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
she looks bad to the ass in the little stills from that zombie movie too. She looks really cool.
Yeah, she does.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
I'm not a huge Zack Snyder fan, but those pictures of her in that movie was like, oh, I've got to see this. This looks good.
Oh my God. He's Tig Notaro. Like I can just see Ross losing his mind at home. All right. What else you got, buddy?
John Mulaney. I think everybody loves John Mulaney, right? So in December, the former SNL, former SNL writer, etc., various career things, John Mulaney, he sought treatment. He had been sober for 15 years previously, but then had a sort of a relapse. So he went into rehab for alcohol and cocaine addiction, a 60-day program. He checked out in February. He's been laying a little bit low since then, but he's got he's booked his first set of shows in May, about a week in May. He's going to work out some new material in New York City, and he's already sold out. So
yeah, I bet.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess John Mulaney is hopefully doing good.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. Yeah. Talked a lot about sobriety today already, so congratulations, John.
Congratulations. Yeah, I'm happy for anybody who, comes out the other side.
I'm trying to remember where I put my flask. I figured it'd be a good sight gag right now, but I got nothing.
Not great. It's not great.
Not good.
trying to find my cocaine, but...
Not the...
I can't find my vial.
Where's it's on my jacket.
I need to get vials in brighter colors.
Oh my God, I hate both of you. All right, so what else we got?
Okay, a couple more quick ones.
I am glad you're not here, actually. This is good.
Yeah. So we
Glenn hang up on both of you right now. I want you to know that.
We can hang up on you.
Cannot.
You can't.
See, he didn't. All right, what do you got, Ross? I'm sorry.
So we talked, this isn't the like America's So Great news hour, but we talked last week about Chinese comedians and the struggles they face. So this was, there's a new, so South Korea, going to South Korea this week. So Park Na-rae, she's got a Netflix special, which Americans might know her from. She's fairly risque, particularly by the standards of South Korea. She's got a she's also got a YouTube show. She got in trouble last year for like disrespecting a male MC at an event that she was at, which people were sort of weird about. But she
really,
it's a whole, you know. Again, America, you know, America, we've got a couple issues.
All
as well,
we do
so
around here
too.
Is disrespect MCs.
Right, right.
That's part of the culture. USA. USA.
I'm not 100% against that law, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, you say that now, but wait till you're a feature, Brian.
Oh.
I'm a feature.
Just wait. So she's got a YouTube show where she apparently, I don't know, she had a toy doll that she made the arm out of, she like folded around so the arm looked like a penis. Just a goofy segment, but South Korean police are investigating her. They've canceled the YouTube show.
What a fucking line. They turned the doll's arm into a fake penis and the police got involved.
Yeah. Well, and they canceled the YouTube show. Brian.
I don't know how to spell it.
they're looking at it as a case of sexual harassment. Because I guess she was sexually harassing the audience. But the law that they're looking at involves obscene material. There's a potential, prison sentence and fine. So which is weird. You know, you think of South Korea. I don't think of South Korea as being one of those kind of places.
No.
Although I don't think of America as being, you know, we got our issues too. So again, but you know, you think of like, you know, movies and TV and music, like South Korea's, South Korean pop culture is all over the place. So
I guess looking back though, it is all pretty wholesome. Like when you look at it, like all the K-pop bands and stuff.
Yeah. All they think about is ice cream and weird stuff like ice cream and candy.
They're not talking about ice cream.
It's a metaphor.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I choose to believe most of that music is about ice cream, but maybe that's just a personal decision on my part.
It's just a life choice.
Yeah.
So finally, real quick, George Lopez.
Ice cream chilling. Who is chilling? Ice cream chilling. All right.
Another of your favorite topics, George Lopez and tacos. He's launching.
Mostly the latter.
Mostly the latter. He's launching a delivery only taqueria. This is so there's a company that apparently there's a company called Hotbox that does
not appealing. Oh. Not an appealing name for a business. Not buying the stock. I'm out. Sell. Hold on.
Apparently what they do is these celebrity restaurants. So they did another one by Wiz Khalifa. So he's launching this.
Wiz Khalifa as a restaurant.
Swear to God, yeah. Yeah. I should have just done, now that I'm saying this, I wish I had looked up more about the Wiz Khalifa restaurant than just having that as a parenthetical, because I'm sort of interested in that now. I don't know what the Wiz Khalifa restaurant is.
Yeah. So what other any other celebrities that you know of that got one of these? I'm just curious.
I mean, it's literally George Lopez and Wiz Khalifa at the moment. So you can, I guess those are your options.
An interesting stretch.
Yeah.
What an interesting choices.
So, yeah, you can get some George Lopez tacos, which is what it will be called if you're in the, right now, just in the San Diego West Coast type of area. So
Ross is actually starting his own version of this, Brian. I don't know if you know this. He's calling his Dutch oven. And from Dutch oven, his celebrity spokesperson is like Delta Burke.
Oh,
they just deliver pot pies.
It's not a very good company. You don't want it.
They're just Marie Callender pot pies warmed up and taken to your home.
Cookies with bites. Cookies with bites taken out of them.
Is Major Dad dead yet? Just curious. All right. What else you got, Ross?
That's it. All right. Ending on tacos.
So, folks, get your tickets to see Laura Bites tonight. Visit carlsoncomedy.com. You will not regret it. She's fantastic. Until we meet again, Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Ross. Act Right Rochester. Hit those credits. We'll see you at a show.